Basically, before moving on to Carmelis, we saw the main sugyos of the definition of Rishus HaYochid, the definition of Rishus HaRavim. What do we do when these two definitions sort of collide? What do we do when we have a situation where we have the mechitzot that define a Rishus HaYochid, plus a situation where we have Rabin, either Rabin Betocham or Rabin Bokimbam, and this will help us, I think, understand the whole issue of the Eruv, of the Tzuras HaPesach, which is classically used as an Eruv to enclose a city, to enclose a town. What are the issues that are involved? Mishnah Brura, as you saw in Siman Shin Samach Dalet, in Siv Katan Ches, points out that Minhag HaOlam is to assume that a Tzuras HaPesach is enough to enclose a Rishus HaRabim, even if that Rishus HaRabim is wide, Tetzayin Amma, even if it's Mefulash Mishar L'Shar, that the Tzuras HaPesach is enough. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that how did this Minhag HaOlam arise, that really we have a double machlokas, which the Shulchan Aruch brings both deyot, one of them as a stam and one of them as a yesh omrim. Moving over to Siman Shin Samach Dalet in Sif Beis, we have the machlokas that we find on the Kof Beis Amid Aleph in Eruvin. Where we have the Mishnah of Pasei Biraos, that Derech Rabim cuts through the Pasei Biraos. And we saw Machlokas in Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan as to what has the upper hand. Do we say Lahodiachan Kochon Shel Mechitzos, that the Mechitzos override the Rabim, and one is still allowed to take water out of the bore in order to be able to take care of the Olei Regalim, namely that the Demudin, that those machitzos, the Shema Arba machitzos that we have, are enough to create a Rishus HaYachid, even though Rabim are there. Lo Asi Rabim Umvatli Machitza. Or, and we have the Shita of Rav Yehuda, that no, Asi Rabim Umvatli Machitza. That Machlokes Tanoim, the Gemara points out, is a Machlokes Amoraim, that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Yehuda that Asi Rabim Umavatle Mechitzta, that there's no way if we have a Rishus HaRabim of being able to, and that Rishus HaRabim is surrounded by Mechitzos, there's no way to carry in that Rishus HaRabim unless we have Dlosos Ninolos Balayla. We need real Mechitzos. We need walls. Yeah, and that's what Rav Yochanan points out by Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim ilmalei delosos nin ulos belayla. You wouldn't be able to carry Yerushalayim even though it's all walled. The moment that we even have a Tzuras HaPesach, the Tzuras HaPesach would be overridden by the Rabim, unless we have again the situation of delosos nin ulos physically belayla. That shita is brought over here by the Machaber as stam. Rishus HaRabim Atzma Einan Niteres Ela Bidrosos Vehu Shenu'ulos Belayla. This is the psak of the Rif, of the Rosh, of most Rishonim. And then you can't even begin L'chora. We can't even begin to speak about an Eruv of a Tzuras HaPesach. Asi Rabim Umavatle Machitzta. However, in that same sugya, Rav Yochanan has a Talmud Rav Elazar, and Rav Elazar paskins like Rabbanan. And the Rambam paskins like Rav Elazar. Namely, that Mida Araisa lo asi rabim umavatle mechitzta. Midra Rabbanan, yesh omrim sha'af alpi she'enin agos avotzar shiru uyosli na'el v'chule. In other words, even according to Rav Elazar, we need l'chora d'lasos. They don't have to be d'lasos that are closed, but they have to be d'lasos that are Re'uyosli Noel Balayla. That's Midra Rabbanan. Now it's Midra Raisa. We have over here a Rishus HaYachid. That Lo Asi Rabim Umavatle Mechitzta. But Midra Rabbanan, we require these Delosos. So then how do we get to the world of a Tzuras HaPesach? So Mishnah Brura points out, well, maybe we don't actually have in our cities a Rishus HaRabim. And this goes back to the Machlokas Rishonim that the Machaber quotes back in Siman Shin Mem He, as to what are the conditions of Rishus Harabim. That according to most Rishonim, Eizehu Rishus Harabim, that the requirements are twofold. You require threefold. That should be Rachav Tetzayin Amma, Eina Makura, and Mefulash Mishar L'Shar. That's all that you require for a Rishus Harabim. And according to that, we would be stuck because our cities would have these boulevards that are Tetzayin Amma, they're Mefulash Mishar L'Shar. You have, every city has a main street that you come in from one side and you go out on the other side. It's not Makura. And the moment it's a Rishus Harabim, Menachinami. We don't paskin like Rav Yochanan on the Doraisa plane that you require Dlasos Ne'ulos, but Midrabanan, we require Dlasos that are Uyos Lehinoyo. However, the Mechaber point in Siman Shin Mem He points out that there are Rishonim who are Mekel, the Yesh Omrim, that there's another condition. She'ein Shishim Rebo over Besocha B'chol Yom, Eino Rishus Harabim. The Rishus Harabim has to be similar to Diglei Midbar, that you require Shishim Rebo, and that Shishim Rebo would exclude most cities from the category of, and certainly neighborhoods, from the category of a Rishus Harabim. So if we put together the Shita of Rav Elazar that Lo Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta, and B, the Shita of Rashi, that we don't have a Rishus Harabim, those two shitos allow us to be able to build a halachic machitza of a tzuras haPesach around most cities. Again, by being machaber the Rambam in terms of the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar and the shita of, we'll call it Rashi shita, in terms of Shishim Rebo, we're going to take two deos that are not the rov of the Rishonim. The Rashi is not Rov Rishonim, and the Rambam is not Rov Rishonim. Each of them has allies, but doesn't get up to Rov Rishonim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berura says that those who are knowing that way are knowing, and Limchos Biyad Ha'olam, but Baal Nefesh Yachmir. What we learned is that there are other issues that have to be taken into account as well that make it even more difficult. One is the suffix of the Magen Avraham at the end of Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sifkatan Mem, that many cities and towns take advantage of natural walls to build their machitza, that we have a valley, that we have a hill, that we have a mountain, and we pointed out that according to Tosfos. We distinguish between a machitza ha'asuya b'idei Adam and a machitza ha'asuya b'idei Shamayim. Where do Rabbanan say lo asi rabim umavatli machitza? Where do Rabbanan say that you can enclose an area that has rabim in it? That's with machitzos b'idei Adam. But when you're dealing with machitzos b'idei Shamayim, there b'kiyas rabim can destroy those machitzos. That's why Eretz Yisrael, is considered to be a Rishus Hayach, is not considered to be Rishus Hayachid, even though we have all these natural boundaries. But according to Tosfos, these natural boundaries are overridden by Bekiyas Rabim. And when you combine that with what the Magen Avraham says, that maybe for this Bekiyas Rabim to destroy the natural machitzos, you don't need Shishim Rebo. That even less than Shishim Rebo. So then, in other words, that raises an issue in terms of anyone who wants to use a natural machitza, that according to the Tosfos Shita, the moment that you have any rabim, that's going to override the natural machitzos. And then we saw the Shita of the Ravid and the Ramban, that when you have a Bekiya from all four sides, when the Bekiya comes in from all four sides, that also makes the situation that also pushes things towards the fact that Asi Rabim Umavatle Mechitzta. And then we had a Shita that I sent you to that I forgot to mention last time, the Shita of the Agoa Sashri, that the whole concept of the Eruv only applies to Bnei HaMavui, doesn't apply to anyone who comes from outside. But then we have two shitos, one that we did see and one that we'll see now. We have the shita of the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, who point out that a mechitza that you don't feel, a mechitza which is eino nirgeshet, a mechitza which is that far away that you don't see it, that's not considered to be a meaningful mechitza. And so, again, if you're walking along the line of the mechitza, Melab, if you're in the middle of town, and just happens that you know that there happens to be a Tzuras HaPesach somewhere, a kilometer this way, a kilometer that way, that according to the Ramban and the Ritva, even if these are man-made mechitzos, the fact that they're enam nirgash, that overrides the mechitzos. And finally, the final problem is that we have a Rambam, that we want to use a Tzuras HaPesach. That's the easiest way of building a mechitza. So according to many Rishonim, according to most Rishonim, that's not an issue. That's perfectly fine. We can use a Tzuras HaPesach in Siman Shin Samach Beis Seif Yud. We can use a Tzuras HaPesach even if the Petach that we have goes much further than 10 Amos, even if we're going to have a situation of Paritz Meruba Al HaOmed, the Tzuras HaPesach is going to help us. And therefore, you know, you can have a mechitza which is totally one of Tzuras HaPesach. However, the Rambam is in Perek Yud Tetzayin, Halacha Tetzayin, the Rambam paskins, and the Machaber brings it in, Ein Tzuras HaPesach mo'il lepirtza yoser me'eser, ela imkein omeid meruba al haparutz. Namely, if the pirtza is less than 10, there's no need for a Tzuras HaPesach. If we have a pirtza which is more than 10, which is more than 10 amos, which is where we have the classic Tzuras HaPesach, according to the Rambam, that only will help us if we have omeid meruba al haparutz. It's not going to help us to make an entire eruv out of a Tzuras HaPesach. If we have real walls that cover most of the area and we have a minority of the area that has to be covered, then we can bring in the Tzuras HaPesach. But you can't use Tzuras HaPesach for more than 50% of the circumference that we want to enclose. So it's very problematic to use the shita of the Rambam that we paskin like Rav Elazar, that mida araisa we say lo asi rabu mevatle mechitza, and combine that with the Tzuras HaPesach, which is not the shita of the Rambam. Namely, we're dealing over here with pulling in a kula of the Rambam. But that same Rambam also has a chumrah that undermines the situation that we want to create. So these are all of the overall issues that have to be taken into account. So on one hand, we have a minhag ha'olam. Minhag ha'olam is something which is very, very meaningful in the world of halacha. But one has to realize that this minhag ha'olam is based on combining a yesh omrim with a yesh omrim, a minority shita that we'll call the shita of the Rambam with a minority shita that we'll call the shita of Rashi. And then there are other issues that aren't always addressed. The issue of that we have to deal with, we have a sugya that deals with the natural mechitzos of Eretz Yisrael that we ignore. And according to Tosos, those that they're ignored because they're natural as opposed to man-made. According to Ramban, they're ignored because they're inon nirgash. And l'chora, those two factors are used within what we call the eruvim of cities, and they're both problematic. And then we have the problem of the arbat stadim, that it's always going to be more chamor. But the basic problem is that we're building ourselves on a Rambam where the Rambam himself can't be used. You know, it's the tikkun of Tzuras HaPesach, according to the Rambam, is very much limited. You should be aware, and this we will get to later on, but we're not doing it now, that there's a lengthy Reb Chaim on this Rambam, Tetzayin, who asked the question, according to the Rambam, what bichlal is then the meaning of a Tzuras HaPesach? If it's less than 10 amos, so then it's a Pesach. If the YU, the Erev around the YU has many areas where there's nothing, simply a Petach. And we say, okay, it's less than 10 amos. The question is, whose amo you're using? So in America, they use Rav Moshe's amma. You know, it's his measurement of an amma. It's less than 10 amos according to Rav Moshe. So that's a petach. So here you'll have a tzurat petach. Here you'll have a wall of a building. And here you'll just have a petach. You won't have anything between the two. But according to the Rambam, the tzurat petach also is only going to help us in less than 10 amos. If it's more than 10 amos, then you need omed maruba al haparit. So what is the whole tikkun of the tzuras haPesach? So Reb Chaim distinguishes between the two, namely that a petach, simply having an open area less than 10 amos, that the din is that because it's considered to be a doorway, because it's considered to be an area of entrance and exit, it doesn't break the machitzos to the left and to the right. It's considered to allow for a retzef. It allows for a continuity. It's not mafkia the machitzos. The tzuras haPesach has a din of machitza. We saw that in the world of kilayim, that you can have grapes over here and you can have wheat over here, and you have a tzuras haPesach. It has a din of a machitza. It's not that it's not just like a petach that it's not mafkia the machitzas on the side. It itself has a din of a machitza. However, you have to take into account the fact that in the world of Shabbos and in the world of Sukkah, it's not enough to have machitzos. You have to have etzem machitzos. You have to have a rov of real machitzos, of omei beruba haparetz. Then we can mimitzarif the tzuras haPesach to that rov. It will be considered to be not a petach, but a machitza. And it can go even for more than 10 than 10 amos. But we have to have the omei meruba as the background in order to allow it to be a machitza, not to break the machitzos. It'll be a machitza, but it can be only a minority machitza. It can't be a majority of the machitzos. Okay, so those are the issues that are involved. So certainly the words of the Mishnah Berurah Baal Nefesh has room to be machmir al atzmo. However, one should realize that it's fine to be machmir on yourself, but you shouldn't be machmir on other individuals, including your wives. And if you're going to take upon yourself the chumrah, it should be viewed as a chumrah, namely, I'm being machmir. The meikar adin am somech amin agaola, because in other words, im Yisrael av neviim hem v'nei neviim hem. There must be something to be somech on, to combine shitos, and even if the shitos are somewhat self-contradictory. But if your wife needs help, then you shouldn't. In other words, unless you work it out with her in advance, it's much better to be makabalit as a chumrah, not as an ikar hadin. And then you should help out. You shouldn't be machmir on the cheshbon of someone else. Okay, that's al regel achas. Yes.
Just when I say here in Yerushalayim, even the badat eruvin are somech on this tziruv of
even the grus eruv. Yes, yeah, they're all samech. Yeah, any eruv is samech on it, unless you have an eruv, like an army base, which or harnof, right, to a large degree. Unless you have an eruv, which is made of fences. In other words, that you have fences. A fence is a mechitza. So when you have omen berubal haparutz in terms of fences, then you can continue that according to the Rambam with the. With the tzuras haPesach.
But you also wouldn't take enough to
what?
In Gris, we have a rove.
We have a rove. Ah, okay. Is there I know Rabbi Mann was built. You know, he said you have a rove.
I believe so.
Okay. So then Baruch Hashem. So then the only thing that you're samech on is in Gris Baruch Hashem we don't have a rove of Tetzayin Amma, which is mefulash mitzad l'tzad. Right, okay, so Grus is this little corner of sanity in the world, but it's most places, unless again that there are real fences, are going to be problematic. If they have a main street, and then because then you have to be samach on a das which is a miut. That's not a das yochid, but it's a das which is a miut of the Rishonim. Right, so Shtiva Erev is considered to be an etzem machitza. If it's in one direction, in terms of, let's say, where you want to simply use lavud, so that also, even in terms of a sukkah, would be problematic, but in terms of Shabbos would be okay.
So like a lot of these yeshuvim that have fences with gates, it's less of a problem.
100%. Yeah. Yes.
And
still in Sarah Chaim's question. I mean, I'm still according to the Rambam that he's only machmir in tar to the reosa, that it's the merubo, the parots, and it's more than sa'alos, the pirsa.
Yes.
So it could be in Sarah Petach when it's merubo, the parots, ala omed, and it's pirsa more than sa'alos, then it's new Sarah Petach.
Yes.
So, no, I didn't, that's what I didn't understand what
Chaim was
asking. He's asking,
where's the Nafkamina
of Tzuras HaPesach?
In other words, that what he wanted to understand was, what does a Tzuras HaPesach add over a Petach? In other words, simply conceptually, if a Petach is considered to be, doesn't break a Machitza, and a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't break a Machitza, so what he wanted to say, the Chiddush is, what we spoke about, that Tzuras HaPesach is not just, doesn't break, that a Tzuras HaPesach is a Machitza. It is a Machitza. And therefore, you know, it's once we have, and therefore it can go me'ever liyud. In other words, that if we're dealing simply with not breaking a machitza, then it can go up to yud. The Tzuras HaPesach, you know, it's within Tzuras HaPesach of up to yud, in other words, when we have parats meruba, that Tzuras HaPesach of up to yud would serve as a machitza. Namely, that you could use that as a shir, but it has to be within yud. Tzuras HaPesach of less than yud would be a machitza. Tzuras HaPesach of less than yud would simply not break the retzef. Okay, we have two more types of rishuyot, arba rishuyos l'shabbos, and the rishus we'll talk about now is the karmelis, which midoraisa is a makom p'tur, but midrabbanan is a karmelis, and then we'll move to those areas that remain a makom p'tur, even midrabbanan. Oh, I should mention, I'm sorry. There's a very well-known Chazon Ish in terms of the world of Eruvim, which tries to be matzdik the world of the Rabbin, the Heter of the Rabbin. The Chazon Ish says that if we have a situation where you have a city where these are the blocks of the city, and in between them you have streets, and we'll call this area one. And this we'll call area 2, and this we'll call area 3. So he points out that even though one appears to be Mefulash Tetzayin Amah, this appears to be Rishus HaRabim, and this appears to be Rishus HaRabim, the moment that we have an area 2 where you have a wall, you have a building over here, and then you have building over here and a building over here, this area would be a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, the area over here of one, which would then be, in other words, would then be considered to be no longer mefulash, and the area three would be no longer mefulash, that this status of Rishus Hayach and Midaraisa would then move over to one, move over to three, etc. Namely, that using the walls of the buildings, we're going to have one machitza, second machitza, and over here we'd have a third machitza. Then the moment we create one Rishus Hayach, then anything which is contiguous to it would also midoraisa to be Rishus HaYachid, and then if we can close off the walls at the end with Tzuras HaPesach, that would be fine. That's the, in other words, that the that we're starting off with the assumption that we paskin, even the Chazon Ish has to start off with the assumption that we paskin like Rabbanan, that lo osi rabim umavatle mechitzta. The Rabbanan themselves need, as we pointed out, a shame arba machitzos. Three real machitzos are better than a shame arba machitzos. So this is a way that according to the Chazon Ish, we would be able, and this is Shusayach Midoraisa. And therefore, if we have this area, which would then be Midrabbanan, the Karmelis, we can use the Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah couldn't learn this way because the Mishnah Berurah felt we don't paskin like Rabbanan. That's the Das Yachid. That's the Das of the Rambam. Most Rishonim paskin like Rav Yochanan. According to Rav Yochanan, Asi Rabim Umavatle Machitzta. Asi Rabim Umavatle Machitzta in the world of Pasei Biros. Asi Rabim Umavatle Machitzta even in the world of Yerushalayim. But in other words, that what the Chazon Ish wants to say is that we could learn like Rabbanan and not get involved with requiring Shishim Ribo. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah said, if you pass like Rabbanan, you also have to have to bring in the issue of Shishim Riba. No, that we pass like Rabbanan, but we're going to say that the Shem Dalad Machitzos, where we say Lo Asi Rabba Mavatli Machitzta, Kal Vachomer, if we have three real Machitzos, and using the walls of the buildings, we're going to get three real Machitzos, and then that would be a domino effect, that once we have a real Rishus Hayachid, then this would be a Mavui going into Rishus Hayachid, this would be a Mavui going into Rishus Hayachid, and that would all bring everything down to a level of a Carmelist, and then we can have it Tzuras HaPesach. There's such a heter of the Chazon
Ish. In Chicago, they use the Chazon Ish.
The Chazon Ish.
I mean, you used other things too. I think they relied on that.
Okay.
There's a big road, Western Avenue, that was seemed like a Rosh Hashanah. Because of this, I mean, I'm a little detailed, but I think they relied on that.
Yes?
Is this again when we explain the Braisa with Rashi that Mavos Befalashim, that if there's a Sartia on each side, then the Mavoi becomes.
Yes, yeah, yes, you're right. Doesn't mention it. Okay, so let's move over to Carmelis. What you should be able to do now is open the Tshuvas of Moshe dealing with the Erev around Brooklyn, the Erev around Manhattan, and understand them without a problem. You have all the raw material.
The material is very well. I hope not.
Okay. Let's go back to the Braisa on Daf Vav Amud Aleph that we've seen a number of times. Here, to stress a line in the Braisa that we haven't stressed, HaKarmelis, Atzlicha, Aval Yam Ubika V'Istivanis V'HaKarmelis Eina Lo K'Rishus HaRabim V'Lo K'Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, ein nosnin v'nosnin b'tocha. However, if nosan v'nosan b'socha patur, ein motzi mitocha rishus harabim l'rishus harabim l'tocha, ein machdin sim rishus hayachid l'tocha v'lamitocha l'rishus hayachid v'im hotzi v'hichnis patur. Okay, here we have basically the definitions of karmelis. Again, definitions via examples. What is the common denominator between the yam and the bika?
No
machitzos. No machitzos. And so why? And it's tetzai and ama. So why then is it not a rishus harabim? That we don't have rabim. In other words, it's simply technically we don't have rabim, and therefore mida raisa this is not a rishus harabim. Not only we don't have rabbim, because we have to explain the Rambam as well, but also it's not noach for the rabbim. It's not noach for the rabbim. You're dealing with an area which is things are growing there, or a yam that you have to swim. So it's not noach for the rabbim. Not noach for the rabbim. So the fact that we don't have machitzos and the fact that we have the tetzai and ama v'chule, it's not a rishus harabbim. It's not a rishus hayachid. This is the Carmelis. And then we have the phrase over here, HaKarmelis, and the Gemara and Daf Zayin says that this comes to include the Keren Zavis and the Bein HaAmudim and the Itztava V'chulei. And we pointed out when we learned this sugya that this is an area where on one hand it's connected, it's contiguous to a Rishus Harabim, but we have a Lo Noach Tashmishi say because of the angles, because of the Amudim, because we said all of these areas created a Lo Noach Tashmishi and therefore doesn't have the status of Rabim. That's what we understood over here as Pashtus of the Sugya. When we open a Rambam, we get a totally different picture of what is a Carmelis. We open the Rambam to the beginning of Perek Yud Dalid. So in Halacha Dalid, Ezohi Carmelis. The Rambam starts off with the Gemara towards the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. Tel Sheyeshba Dalid al Dalid o Yoser. V'govho mishalosh ad asara. Sha Carmelis eina tofeset ela ad asara veina rechava pachos midalad al dalad. Vechen charit sheyeshba midalad al dalad o yeser. Ve'amok migimel ad asara. V'chein makom shehukaf b'dalud mechitzos gofa migimol ad asara u'beinein arba al arba o yeser al kein. Up to now, what is the common denominator between the three areas that the Rambam described, the tel and the charitz and the makom hamukaf? All of them have all of them have what we would call in a balabatish manner machitzos, but not halach machitzos. They all have machitzos up somewhere between 3 and 9. That halachically these are not considered to be machitzos. It's enough to give them a sense of being their own makom, but halachically they're not machitzot. V'chein, the Rambam continues, Keren hazavis hasmucha l'rishus harabim, v'hu hamakom shemukaf gimel machitzos, v'haruach harevius rishus harabim, kagon mavui she'en lo lechi okora beruach revius. What over here the Rambam discussing is a place that has machitzos that are 10 tefachim high, but what is the issue? Doesn't say that. Rambam says, V'chein keres zavis hasmucha rishus harabim, hu hamakom shemukav gimel machitzos v'aruach harevius rishus harabim, kagon mavui she'en lo lechi okora beruach harevius. It has three walls. It has three as opposed to four. This is the Rambam Lushitasa, the beginning of Perak Yud Zayin. To have a Rishus Hayakid, you need four walls. What if it has three walls and not four walls? Then it's a Carmelis. And then the Rambam continues, V'chein hayamim v'habikor bein b'yimos hachama bein b'yimos hageshamim, that over here we have no walls. Namely, if we have a place with no walls, or no halachic walls, or halachic walls, but missing the quantity of walls that we need, that's a karmelis. And according to the Rambam, a karmelis is basically, in other words, defined by, what's the common number between all these three? In other words, either no walls, or only three and not four, or four but too low.
It's not something else.
We don't have proper walls. A karmelis means we don't have proper machitzot. That's what's defining over here, a Carmelis. That's the common denominator according to Rambam. It doesn't mention the word Noach Tashmish, not in Aramaic, not in Hebrew. That's in other words, that would be our way of understanding the sugya. That's the way most Rishonim understand the sugya. Most Rishonim understand the sugya as issues of Noach Tashmisha. They don't go ahead. But the Rambam, again, is reformulating the sugya. He's reformulating the sugya totally in terms of numbers or quality, quantity, of machitzos. Let's just ask ourselves. I mean, the Rambam sort of skips various, you know, as he goes from a mini four, right? Mini four is no good, and then we have three, that's no good, and zero, of course, is no good. What if we have two or one? What would that be according to the Rambam? He doesn't discuss that at all, but we do have it within the Rishonim. We go to the sugya and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. There we have a statement of Amar Rabba, three lines before the wide lines. Amar Rabba debei Rav Shela, ki asar Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, ein karmelis pechusa me asara. So far, so good. The Rambam also gave that principle. Amar Rav Sheshes, vitofeses ad asara. A very, Zayin Amud Aleph. Very enigmatic statement. Tofeset ad asara. May v'tofeset ad asara. So Gemara has a havamina. I lema di ika machitza asara hu da have karmelis v'ilo lo have karmelis. Gemara has a havamina that if we have machitzos of 10, then it would be a karmelis. That's what tofeset ad asara means. And the Gemara knocks that down from Rav Gidol Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosef, that if we have the situation that a karmelis has to be dafka less than 10. So all the Rishonim were bothered by the problem. What kind of havamina is this? How can you have a havamina that if you have machitzos of 10, that would be a karmelis? We had a sugi at the beginning on the Vav Amud Beis to Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, machlokis between Rav Ashi and Ula in terms of what distinguishes between a karmelis and a Rishus HaYachid. And everyone over there said that if you have mechitzos of 10, that's a rishus hayachid. That's not a karmelis. So how did Rashi learn over here? How did Rashi learn? Ilei madika mechitza yud. Kagon biko hamukefes gader. V'hi yaseira al beit sa'atayim. V'lohukfa ladira. There we have an issue that it's not mukaf ladira. Now we have walls, but it's not mukaf ladira. That's what the chisaron over here. The havamina was that if you have walls and it's not mukaf ladira, that would be a karmelis. Tosos goes ballistic. Pirish Rashi going bika hamukefes gader v'yisera al beis atayim v'lukaf ladira kosher leri harishus hayachid hi. That's a rishus hayachid midoraisa. That you know whether you're working like Ula, like Rav Ashi, that's a rishus hayachid midoraisa. You have walls. The concept of hekef ladira is a drabonan dika concept. It's not a doraisa dika concept. We're dealing over here with wanting to distinguish between a karmelis and a rishus hayachid. How can you have an area that would have walls? So Tosis says, you know, it's v'lo habitzrach asuyim mirav gidol v'od hechi kamar v'ilo lo have karmelis yam v'bikayin lemachitzos v'chulei. That the Havamina was Ilema ad the Ika Mechitzos Yud, Hainu Avir Haro'oi Lemechitzos Asara. In other words, the Havamina was that we need an airspace of 10 in order to call this a Karmelis. We need an airspace that would have a height of 10 that it should be a Karmelis, in order to understand that it shouldn't be something which is obvious. So Rashi understood it as an issue of lo hukaf ladira. Tosus understood it as dealing with air. However, over here we have a ritva. The ritva says, ritva chadoshos, Zayin Amud Aleph, Ilema the ika machitza sarhavya karmelis pirish Rashi gon bikoshi mukefes vi yisera beit satan hikshu atosos ki ay gavna rishus hayachid da oraisa hi da 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 da. So he says vi yesh lefarish da hacha mayri kishein la machitzos mikol tzad ela shnei machitzos bilvad leman do amar shalosh machitzos da oraisa o shalosh machitzos leman do amar arba machitzos mi de oraisa. Namely, that the havamina of the Gemara over here was that a karmelis, if we pass like most of you showing him the three machitzos is mi de oraisa, a karmelis would be a place with two machitzos. Comes along Rav Gidol and says, no, a karmelis can't be, if you have machitzos, a karmelis can't have machitzos above 9. But it's not a question of the number. Namely, that we have over here, according to the Ritva, a havamina that two machitzos would be a karmelis. The Baal Hamor takes this one step further. The Baal Hamor, at the beginning of the Masechta, also quotes the Gemara about... Sorry. In other words, it's a Havamina in the Gemara. He doesn't say what the Maskana is. He doesn't say what the Maskon is. The Baal Hamor also points out, you know, it's by the Karmelis. He quotes Gemara Dilon, Amar Rav Sheshes. I'm reading the last four lines of the Baal Hamor. Amar Rav Sheshes, V'tofeses ad asara, Mai v'tofeses ad asara, Ile madika asara, Have Karmelis. Ilema the ika saravi karmelis. That's the language of the having of the Gemara. V'yim toma harishus hayachid hi kol shegavoa asara rechava dalad. Ika lameimar hachamayaskinon the lesbe elachada machitza o shtei machitzos gavoas asara ukahaygav nahavi karmelis lemaid the kasal kadaitach. The Baal Hamor says that the havamina of the Gemara is maybe even one machitza is a karmelis. Namely, that Yitachin, following through with the concept of the Rambam, the difference between a Rishus HaYachid and a Karmelis is a number of Machitzos. So the Rambam says, that four Machitzos is a Rishus HaYachid, three Machitzos is a Karmelis. Comes on the Ritva and says, well, if Mida Oraisa three Machitzos is enough, we can have a possibility of two machitzos being a karmelus. Says the Baal Hamor, we can even have the possibility of one machitza being a karmelus. Namely, that the karmelus is a situation where we're sort of beginning a reshus hayachid. We have something, but the question is, what do we have? We pointed out that four machitzos, those are machitzos makifot. Those machitzos serve to surround the person. Three machitzos, we understood, serve what function? Chosmot, right? That they protect the person from the outside. Two machitzos, we pointed out, if they're at certain angles, they can also be chosmot. What does one machitza do? No, like in Kilayim, what does one machitza do?
Separates.
One machitza simply serves as a mavdil, as a havdalah. That itself would already move us down from a reshus hayochid to being a karmelus. So we have then this approach of the Rambam, which is sort of echoed again on the level of the Havamin. I have no idea if it makes it to the Maskana if the Rambam says that karmelus means that we have a chisaron in the machitzos. The chisaron could be qualitative, in other words, that these machitzos are a bit too low, even if they're telt, four sides, a charitz, four sides, makamuka, four sides, or quantitative, we have the right height, but we don't have the right number. Then we see that the Ritva and the Baal Hamor offer such hagdaras, also at least in the Havamina of the Gemara. Yes?
According to the Rishonim, we're starting from Rishus HaYachid and trying to bring Rishus HaYachid as far as possible. Wouldn't it also make sense to go the other way, to start from Rishus HaRabim, and until you've done something to define the Rishus?
Exactly. That's the way we understood the sugya. That, in other words, and the other Rishonim understood the sugya, that the sugya says that the Keren Zavis is starting from the Rishus HaRabim, you know, it's, but it's Lonecha Tashmishe, and then Beina Amudim, again, you have the Tetzayin Hama, Lonecha Tashmishe. And then the question is, how far does this go? And moves down to the, you know, Higiv, Vitzoa. Question is, where do we draw the line in terms of Psak? But the Gemara, you know, it's basically is working off of, well, you know, where it's, Rather than cutting down the Rishus HaRabim, rather than cutting down the Rishus HaYochid like the Rambam did, the other Rishonim understood it working off of the Rishus HaRabim. What could be, I mean, just to follow on. The thought that we can go in two directions. We can go from a Rishus HaRabim down, or from a Rishus HaYochid down. It could be that we would have two categories. We would have one, let's say, according to the approach of the Rambam, Yam V'Bika, where you have no machitzos at all, right? That would be sort of one world of a karmelus. And then we have the watered down Rishus HaYochid, Hu Hadin, according to the way of most Rishonim, we would have that the Yam Ubika Lehefech, that would be closest to the Rishus HaRabim, and then, you know, sort of working our way towards the fact that, you know, it's that at a certain point we sort of leave Rishus HaRabim and move into a different category altogether. It's that we could have, I'll come to the Nafkamina in a minute. In terms of the understanding of the phrase of Karmelit, what did you see within the Rishonim? Rashi, the Makor for the concept of Karmelit, simply the term, Karmel. Rashi understood it as what? As a Yar, right? An area which is Nishtahin, Nishtaher. Hariha Karmel, Yar, that we're dealing with an area which is not a Rishus HaRabim and not a Rishus HaYachid. Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi, that what is Karmelis? Rach. That Nishtahin Nishtaher. Okay, then in Mitzius it's Nishtahin Nishtaher. The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis, Ki Armelis, right? That we're missing a letter. It's like the Almana who is neither the Besula nor the Eishes Ish. Namely, they're all stressing that in the etymology of the word Karmelis, we're talking about what is missing. right? That it's nishtahin nishtaher. It's not this and it's not that. What we pointed out is that yitachen, that we would have the concept of a karmelis, which is a little of both. In other words, that there would be a combination somewhat in between, not stressing that which is missing, but stressing that which you know the partial factors. But the Rishon I feel that has the sort of the most to offer conceptually over here is the Ramban. Let's look for a minute on Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph, the sugya that I pointed out, the mini sugya I pointed out to you in the Marmar Komos I added today. Tanan Hosan says the two bottom lines on Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph. Tanan Hosan, very simple. There's a Mishnah in Eruvin. Two bottom lines on Yud Aleph Omer Aleph. Bottom lines. There's a Mishnah in Eruvin. Lo Yamod Odom Birishus HaYochid V'Yishte Birishus HaRabin. Or he shouldn't stand birishus harabim v'yishte birishus hayochid. Rashi explains, lo yamod adam v'yoshit pi v'rosha l'rishus harabim le'echos kli v'lishtot gezeira shema yotzi hakli elav v'nimtza mischayev chatos. That a person shouldn't put himself in these situations of walking on a tightrope. He shouldn't bend over unless avalim hichnis rosho v'rubo l'makom shehu shose, then. And then muter, not just hoshit piva rosho, but rosho verubo, that would be muter. V'chein begat, iboy lehu, next page, karmelis mai. What about sticking your head into a karmelis from a rishus hayochid? Would that be okay or not? Amar Abaye, hihi, my nafgamina. In other words, in the case of the Mishnah, you'd be over an Isur daraisa. In the case of a karmelis, it'd be over an Isur Drabanan. We don't want you to walk on a tightrope, either Doraisa or Drabanan. Rava Amar, he gufa gzeira, va'anan nikum v'nigzar gzeira li gzeira. That how can you compare? That in the world of karmelis, you're talking l'chatchila on a Drabanan plane. We're going to make a Drabanan on a Drabanan. In other words, so we have a machokas over here between Abaye v'Rava, as to whether we say he, just like this is asur on a daraisa plane, it's asur on a drabanan plane, or do we say no, that on a daraisa plane there's room to make a gzeira, on a drabanan plane he gufa gzeira vanan nekum v'nigzar gzeira l'gzeira. So the question is, what's the rule over here? What is the rule and what is the exception? Who over here is following the rules of Kol HaTorah Kula? So comes along Tosfos, Amar Abaye, Mino Aminala. Mino aminala de gazrinon gzeira ligzeira dafka behotza'a gazar abaye. V'chol hanu de maisi raya, in the sugi they bring rayas to abaye, airi behotza'a. Bi alma lo gazar. Namely, Rava's question, gzeira hi, anan nigzar gzeira ligzeira, this is a question which is asked b'chol HaTorah Kula, that we have a rule, we're not gozer gzeira ligzeira. Over here, abaye is saying that hotza'a should be an exception. Why should Hotzah be an exception? What do we know about Hotzah? Malacha Grua, right? It's a Malacha Grua, so it has to be souped up by Chazal. Chazal have to buttress it up because we're dealing over here Malacha Grua. That's what Tosos over here is pointing out. And the other Rishonim are all variations on the theme of Tosfos. Look in the Tosos Harosh. He was bothered by the same issue, and he points out Abaye lo maisi raya elame hotza'a mishum de hotza'a milsa de shchicha v'davar hahove achmor ba rabbanan ligzar gzera ligzera v'shar mile moda Abaye del gazunan gzera ligzera. That the uniqueness of hotza'a is that it's very, very common, and therefore rabbanan felt a need to buttress it up. So you could say that they felt a need to buttress it up because of the Bracha Grua. They felt the need to buttress up because it's very shechiach. The Rashba takes a slightly different approach. The Rashba over here on Daf, I'm just using all of these as to point out the uniqueness of the Ramban. The Rashba says, Kasavar Abaye, de kula chada gzeirahi. that we have a concept where you, in other words, where you say, this is not a gzeira l'gzeira, but kula chada gzeira hi. What does that mean? The kol kihani iloha lo kaimaha. That Rabbanan realized that if they're not going to make their gzeira, even on the Carmelist, no one's going to keep their gzeira in the world of the Rishus Harabim. Namely, that people won't be able to make such fine distinctions. And so in order for the gzeira to apply where it should apply, that to prevent a chiyuv chatos, that you shouldn't stick your head into the Rishus Harabim from a Rishus Hayachid and drink, they had to make the same gzeira also on a Carmelist. You shouldn't stick your head outside of a Rishus Hayachid in order to drink. Ve'ika nuschai deksiv bahu behedya. According to the Rashba, this was such a girsa. Now we find kula situations of kula chadagzeri, kula chadagzeri. For example, in the world of basar v'chalav, we know that eating basar v'chalav, even eating them together, if they weren't cooked together, is asr drabana. And we have an iser that you shouldn't prepare food on the same counter, basar v'chalav, that you shouldn't come to eat them together. But eating together itself is a drabanan. So it's a gzera l'gzera. So they say, kula chad gzerahi, that no one would be able to keep from eating meat and milk together unless they had separate areas to prepare them. So there is such a concept of kula chad gzerahi. Okay, but again, what I was looking for over here, or was happy to find over here, was the Ramban. The Ramban says, Amar Abaye hihi, Lav le memra de savar abaye b'chol makom gazrinam gzeira le gzeira. Elak b'kayotze bazo. Lefisha asu karmelis kirishus harabim l'chol davar. Lefisha asu karmelis kirishus harabim l'chol davar. What over here is Ramban telling us? In other words, he says, once we have a gzeira, you shouldn't stick your head into a rishus harabim. Since the Carmelists asu kirishus harabim l'chol davar, therefore this gzeira is going to apply to the Carmelists as well. It wouldn't apply, no, it's b'chol haTorah kula lo gazrinan gzeira l'gzeira. But this is different because asu Carmelists kirishus harabim l'chol davar. I'd like to suggest that we discussed, and we brought down in Rav Schechter's article in Ikve Atzon, I think it was, where he pointed out that in the world of Shvusim, of Shabbos, we have different categories. We have that which we call a gezera, and we have that which we call a malacha drabanan. What's the difference between a gezera and a malacha drabanan? So the question is, how do we view a karmelis? Is a karmelis a gezera, or is a karmelis a malacha midrabanan? Namely, do we say over here that Chazal took a Rishus Harabim and expanded it into a Carmelis? That then would be a Malacha Drabanan. Or do we say no? A Carmelis is a Makom Ptur. It's not a Harchava of Rishus Harabim. But if we allow people to carry in a Carmelis, they're going to come to carry also in a Rishus Harabim. What over here could the Ramban be distinguishing when he is saying that? In other words, that had Carmelis been a gzera, so in Achiname, Abaye would have said, Lo gazrinan gzera l'gzera. He would have agreed with Rava. But Abaye views Carmelis as a harchava of the Rishus Harabim. If it's a harchava of the Rishus Harabim, then Yitachen, that whatever is going to be Aser Midoraisa and Rishus Harabim is going to be Aser Midrabanan in a Carmelis. Namely, according to the Ramban, Yitachen, this is the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. That Rava says over here, Lo gazrinan gzera l'gzera, views Carmelis as a gzera. Abaye, who says he, that it's one and the same, he views the Carmelis as a harchava of the Rishus Harabim. Yes?
How does the Ramban understand Hutzah from Rishus Harabim to a Carmelis?
Excuse me?
How would the Ramban understand Hutzah from Rishus Harabim to a Carmelis?
What Yoni's pointing out is that well, let's start off the other side. Namely, this could depend in terms of the nature of what we're talking about. In other words, in terms of that even within the world of Carmelis, we pointed out that we have a Yamin Abika, we have a Keren Zavis, we have a Keren Zavis according to the most Rishonim, a Keren Zavis according to the Rambam, namely that we can that there are those Carmelit that we could view as a Harchava of a Rishus HaYochid. That could be like the Rambam's three machitzos as opposed to four machitzos. There are those Carmelis that we would view as Harchava of a Rishus HaRabim, like the Yam and the Bika. There are those Carmelis, like the Keren Zavis, it depends who you learn, like you feel like most of you shown him, that basically it's part of Rishus HaRabim, Onecha Tashmishe, so we could say, that's Midoraisa. Midrabana, we're going to have over here the Harchava. Right, so one question would be, which Carmelis are we talking about? And then we could also discuss, what is the case that we're dealing with? Are we dealing with carrying within, carrying from Rishus HaYochid to it, carrying from a Rishus HaRabim to it, 100%. That this would distinguish between, in other words, that the Ramban opens up a certain Pandora's box, that there's room to distinguish between different forms of Carmelis, depending as to what the relationship is to the Doraisa in the situation. Yeah?
Sorry, more general question in terms of, why is there a need to define a Carmelis? Once we define Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, can't we just say that anything else would be a suffix d'oraisa? Meaning, if you know what's in Rosh Hashanah and you know what's in Rosh Hashanah, then to go from them from one of them to something else.
Why would it be a suffix? Midoraisa, everything else is a makom p'tur. Midoraisa, everything else is a makom p'tur. It's not a suffix d'oraisa. If we have an area that's nitan for the rabim, we have 600,000 people there, but it's domed. We have a roof, so that's a makom p'tur midoraisa. It's not a rishus harabim. It's not a rishus hayachid. It's a makom p'tur. In other words, so everything aside from the, that's why the rishus hayachid, it's very important to define how many machitzas are required midoraisa for rishus hayachid, because that which lacks that number of machitzas, lacking four according to the Rambam, lacking three according to most Rishonim. We pointed out even the possibility of lacking two, according to Shita Laran, that would move over to the world of a Makom Ptur. Not a suffix. No. Makom Ptur is Mutter. And then we have a world of Carmelis, which is Asa Drabana, but a Carmelis also has definitions. There may be, in other words, it's clear that we have more than one type of Carmelis, but we have, and that which doesn't fit into a Carmelis, either because it's less than Dalet al Dalet, it's not, then it'd be, it remain a Malkom Tur, or it's above Yud, right, then in Rishu Saram, then it's a Malkom Tur, or it's here, or it's there, those remain a Malkom Tur. That there could be areas that are a Suffolk, in Achinami, that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah points out, that if you're playing with trying to enclose a city, you may be, that's a grower dechatas. In other words, you may be bringing yourself into a suffix d'oraisa, because if you paskin, you know, if we have a machokis in the world of psak, and you're choosing the wrong psak, you're choosing a yesh omrim instead of a stam, then Mashiach could tell you had no right to choose that yesh omrim instead of the stam. That's you know, it's that you're chayav achatas for passing the wrong way. So we have those areas that could be suffix, but classically the importance of definition is that we have areas that remain mutar even midrabanan. We have doraisa, we have drabanan, and we have heter. Okay. So one area that would help us clarify that there are different types of Carmelis would be this statement of the Ramban that a Carmelis, Asu Carmelis Kirishus HaRabim, L'chol Dovar, L'chora, the Ramban was speaking about certain types of Carmelis and taking from certain areas. Clearly, if you're carrying from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaRabim, the Rambam wouldn't say Asu Carmelis Kirishus HaRabim L'chol Dovar, only when you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to the Carmelis, and even then, we pointed out, it may depend on the type of the Carmelis we're talking about. We have the same issue also in the I sent you to a sugya in Eruvin Adaf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, that over there it points out that you're allowed to be metaltel from a Carmelis to a Carmelis. The Yefei Inayim quotes a Yerushalmi and says black and white the opposite. You're not allowed to be metaltel from a Carmelist to a Carmelist. So using Yoni's distinction, this is exactly what the Gemara could be pointing out. That what's the example? What's the example in the Bavli that you can carry from a Carmelist to a Carmelist? The Bavli spoke about carrying from a Sela to Yam. So it could be that these are both considered to be a harchava of a Rishus HaRabim. So there you're like in one area. But if you were talking about being metaltel from a Yam to a place enclosed with three machitzot, Yitachen, that would be, the Yerushalmi would correct that. In other words, they were dealing, carrying from one form of Carmelis to a different form of Carmelis. Or the Sugi and Erevin on Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis. Over there we're dealing with Chore Carmelis. And there's a machlokas, are Chore Carmelis ke Carmelis, or Chore Carmelis not ke Carmelis? So we already know. What's the din of Chore Rishus HaRabim? They're not, we saw according to Abaye, they're not like Rishus HaRabim. Chore Rishus HaYachid are like Rishus HaYachid. So again, are we talking about a Carmelis which is a Harchava of Rishus HaYachid? Then we would say that would be parallel to Rishus HaYachid. If according to Abaye, again, Malkus Abaye Verava, according to Abaye, the Chore Carmelis of the Chore Rishus HaRabim, not a Rishus HaRabim, Yitachen that a Carmelis, which the Ramban would say, is Kirishus Ramachol Davar, would have the same halachas. Namely, Yitachen, that these aren't machlokot, but we're dealing with different types of karmelit. Yes?
Maybe this is Yoni's question from
yes?
If a certain type of karmelit is an extension of Rishus Sayyachid or Rishus Ramin, why would it be us being once from a karmelit into that Rishus, an extension of which?
So that's what I pointed out. Maybe the Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi says you can't carry from a Carmelist to a Carmelist, what the Yerushalmi could be talking about is carrying from a Harchava of a Rishus HaRabim to a Harchava of a Rishus HaYachid. When the Bavli says that you can carry from a Carmelist to a Carmelist, the Bavli is talking about apples and apples.
But the Gemara is saying Stam that it's also to take something from a Rishus HaYachid into a Carmelist.
Yes.
Any Rishus HaYachid into any Carmelist.
Correct.
But if the Carmelis is an extension of Rishus
HaYachid, no, so there, again, it's clearly Chazal made an Isur, right? And the question is only, are we going to define their Isur as a Gzeira or as a Malacha Drabonim? So it could be that what we're suggesting is taking something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, which is an extension of a Rishus HaRabim, that we would call a Malacha Drabonim. It's taking something from a Rishus HaYachid to an extension, that which we would view as an extension of Rishus HaYachid, that would be a gzera. It's also drabonim. It's not that we're not, you know, it's certainly a Carmelis is going to be also drabonim, but we pointed out there's a difference between an Isur drabonim, which is a malacha drabonim, and an Isur drabonim, which is a gzera. So taking from a Rishus HaYachid to that which we would view as a watered down Rishus HaYachid, that would be a gzera. That you know, it's that would not be a harchava. We don't have to go ahead and say that a Rishus HaYachid with three walls is a harchava Rishus HaRabim. That's difficult to say, but that we'd say would be a gzeira. So we would have within the world of a Carmelis certain situations that are a gzeira, certain situations that would be a harchava. The Ramban simply opened that box by using the phrase Havik Rishus HaRabim Gemura, and pointed out that this could be Machokas Abaye V'Rava. But what we're saying is that there's more than one type of Carmelis. And the more than one type of Carmelis could lend itself. We're not saying that anything which is Aser is Mutar. It's going to be Aser. The question is simply a question of categorization. Would it be Aser as a Malacha Drabanan? Would it be Aser as a Gzeira? So Yitachein Ma'od, that we would have more than one type, that there would be a whole set of variables over here in terms of how we're carrying. And then instead of saying that we have machlokot between a Bavli and a Yerushalmi, simply say that the Bavli and Yerushalmi may be dealing with different categories of Carmelis. Okay, what we're left with in terms of the Mar Makomos that I gave you are basically what? There's a lot in Carmelis. Okay, I'm sorry if it went too fast. Is basically to see over here the pratim within the Rishonim and the sugya Davav Amadeis through Zayin Amadeis that I sent you to to number of Rashbas, v'chulei, and the language of the Gemara. Okay, well, that we'll see Blineda next time. What I'd like to do next time is just, again, to complete this introduction to the world of Carmelis, and then to try and define the world of Makom Ptur. That would leave us, again, with very little left until we get to Daf Ches, but to see it inside. So if you could pass this out in terms of Makom Ptur. We will not finish all of this next time, okay? Bli Neder, we will not do all, try and do everything in one shot.
We won't get bored anymore.
What?
We won't be bored next time.
Okay. I'd like to see the sugi of Makom Ptur. Okay. In other words, basically, in other words, what I'd like to do is, after seeing the Makom Ptur, is then to see, actually we could hold up, then to see that, you know, that will take us pretty much, we'll have seen almost all the Gemara until Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Then we just have a little bit on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, not much. Ches Amud Aleph, there we're going to move over into the world of Kaveret. That's already a totally different sugya. But up to Daf Zayin Amud Beis, we're still dealing with the intersection between these four Rishuyot Midoraisa. Good.